Good day, everyone. It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is Live. Thank you for joining us. It is episode 16. Today's episode is brought to you by us. You can help us out by giving us a little life support to keep this podcast going.
We do this to help provoke thought and ask you to question the narrative. We ask you to just think about things and see how you can act upon them to make a change. And change starts locally.
And on today's episode 16, we are talking about food and some of the things that we can do from a local perspective to eat healthier, eat better, and make some good choices that help our local community.
And when we say local, yes, you may live in a larger city, but I would say probably within 50 miles there's a farm somewhere that's producing and providing fresh-grown vegetables or farm-raised healthier meat to your local area. Farmers markets on a Saturday or a Sunday morning.
Yes, those are very popular in the cities and even in lesser populated areas.
And they're great places to go. And you're actually getting a better value. You're getting fresh food. You're allowed to see or find out exactly what, if any, chemicals they may be using on their products. You're probably going to get a better deal, even price-wise, on the amount of food that you can purchase compared to going to the store and getting things that are sometimes washed down for 2 or 3 days, some cases maybe touched up with a little bit of paint, to look good on their shelf.
Yes, there was actually a documentary that I saw that talked about how they have truckloads of food that might have a dent in them, might not be perfectly round, not might be a perfect sphere of its sort. You can pick up a basket or a pound of food for 17 cents.
Right. Nothing wrong with it. It's still safe to eat. It's got the same nutrients. It just might not look as pretty as the one sitting on the shelf in a store. Don't let the appearances fool you. It's food. We waste so much food per day in this country that we could feed this country 2 times over.
Yeah, I think something I read at one point was like 4 pounds of food a day per person.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Why do we have people starving? Why do we have anyone that can't go and get food anytime they're hungry when we're throwing away that amount of food?
Absolutely. I'm part of the Clean Plate Club, by the way.
I'm part of the Clean Plate Club for 2 reasons. One is because I'm hungry all the time, and 2 is because, well, I don't want to waste food. But back to eating better. I believe I have found, and I know in conversations with you, it starts with knowing what you're eating. There are options out there. Even if you're in a situation where you eat primarily out of a restaurant daily, there are still better restaurants out there than others. You can find out which restaurants are actually serving better choices of vegetables and meats. Some of these places will hold on to meats for days upon time because they don't want to lose the overhead value of it, and you might not be in the healthiest piece of meat.
Well, if I may expound on that, when I went to college, I had a friend who worked in the food service. They were serving grade D, quote, institutional, unquote, food that was expired from a year ago. And so that the university didn't lose money, they would make sandwiches, make pizzas. They would serve that food to the students. And can I just tell you? Everybody had a stomachache in school.
Right. Just because a piece of meat has a government label stamped on it, I think we've all learned from past history that just because the government says something is good for you isn't necessarily the true case. You can take that however you want. I think we all know a few stories.
Sure. And even look at something in your cabinet right now. Go pick a can out, go pick a box out, and read the labels. There are ingredients in there that you don't know the names of that have been approved by the government for your consumption. Oh, but in small bits, it doesn't cause problems. But let's be honest, if it caused problems at all, it causes problems.
Correct. And these items are in there for just a few reasons, and none of them have to do about health. They're in there to keep the product on the shelf longer. They're in there to keep the red items redder and the green items greener longer. They're in there to make the salt saltier. That's why these items are in there. They're not in there for your safety or your health. They're in there for the big businesses to be able to put these on the shelf and have a stamp on it that says they're okay. back to local. That local farm that you know of, that every Saturday they come in and they're selling their fresh corn and watermelons and they're selling all the other fruits and vegetables. None of them have a stamp on them for a reason. They're fresh. They had just been picked within a couple of days of showing up to that local market.
Absolutely, and sometimes that morning.
Exactly.
Before they show up to the market. And look, it is no more effort for you to go to a Saturday morning, Sunday morning farmer's market than it would be to a regular big chain grocery store. It's going to be about the same,
yeah,
and if not more, because more people are going on the weekends to do their shopping.
Exactly, exactly. And here's the thing about these farmers. I know of a couple of cases, and I only say a couple of cases because I only know that it's been asked a couple of times. If you talk to these farmers when they're selling their items, their product, you can ask them, naturally, how do you raise this? What do you put into it? What do you put into your soil? You can ask them these different questions. A lot of times, they'll let you come visit the farm.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you get to know these ladies and gentlemen pretty well. They might even let you come out there on a Wednesday afternoon and maybe pick some of your own vegetables at a better rate.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because these people are experts in their field. They're an expert in what they're raising, be it an animal, be it plants. They know what it is that they're looking for because they have done the research for themselves, looking for the better product. It's going into your body. And why not take care of your body instead of putting these extra chemicals? We often look at food as a convenience. Well, that's why there's so many fast service restaurants out there. Oh, I can drive up, I can get my food, I can shove it in my mouth and get going. What more would it be the time to take and peel a banana, peel an orange, chop up an apple, and have a snack instead of opening a cellophane bag and putting who knows what kind of chemicals or processed food into your system? You know, nature's fruits are nature's candy, right?
Exactly. We're not saying that being a vegan or a vegetarian is the right way or the wrong way or the way for you. If you're a meat eater, there's options there as well. Your local butcher is going to be going out and getting the better cuts of meat that he possibly can or she possibly can. And your local butcher is the person that you can walk into, ask them the questions. They'll have to tell you exactly where they got that meat from and how it was raised and how it was fed. They have to answer these questions. By acting local, don't you kind of trust the person a little bit more than the big chain store who's just really out to make some millionaire or billionaire richer?
If you look at the back of the box of your frozen foods, sometimes it's not even from this country. Or the things inside that box, oh, some pieces are from this country, some pieces are from that country. Why? Think about this for a moment. It's coming from another country. It's coming from overseas. How long has it been frozen? So when did that food actually get made?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have a sell-by date, but what was its birth date that it became food? It's already, even though it's frozen, begun to deteriorate before you're putting it in your system. It might have been in transit for 30 days before it even got into the warehouse in this country, before it went out for delivery, which was another week later.
And a couple spray paints later.
So here you are eating food that's actually 6 weeks old, at newest, possibly, that you're now putting in your system. So, back to those chemicals. Right. No wonder they're in there.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you're right. That's why they're in there. I'm not saying the food from another country is bad just because it's from another country.
It's better when you're in that country.
Exactly. If I'm in Mexico and there's an avocado from Mexico, I'd rather eat the avocado from Mexico in Mexico than the avocado from California in Mexico.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Another item to pay attention to, fish.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting by the ocean and you know that they bring in fresh seafood every day, great.
But there's a number of places right on the water that are bringing them in from farms.
Exactly.
A lot of your fish is actually farmed, and according to the science, they're not always healthier because they're not living in their natural habitats. So they're having to fight other disease. Those animals are getting a different kind of chemical to keep them from getting sick. And guess what? If it's in their system, you're ingesting it and it's now in your system. Just food for thought, literally.
Right. I always found it funny that you have these activists who, I agree, I mean, they shouldn't be raised this way, but dogs in puppy mills.
Mm-hmm.
These animals are put into bad situations and bad habitats just to be raised to sell or to breed litters of pups after time after time. And other animals as well, they do this too. But it's okay that we'll do this to chickens that we're going to eat. And it's okay that we do this to fish that we're going to eat. And it's okay that we're going to do this with any other animal product we're going to eat that they may do this with. It's okay to do that. Maybe we need your help in awakening people to how bad situations are in the food industry when it comes to animals and the way that they're being groomed and raised in very bad conditions. And I mentioned the bad conditions because, as you stated, that's how disease gets started. That's how things spread. And you have the mad cow disease, per se, start up. It's because of conditions in which they're being raised and fed. So maybe, animal activists, we need your help in this area as well.
Yeah, I absolutely can see that. Free range is put on carton of eggs for a reason, because those hens are allowed to walk around land versus other hens who are penned up their entire life. The only thing sticking out is their head, so they can keep eating. They can keep eating and producing and producing.
And even with that, I have to admit, I'm a little leery. Just because something's on a label, free range, how much free range is not told? They might just be allowed to walk in a little 2-foot area, which is 2 foot more than any of the other chickens have. All of a sudden, they've got 2 times the amount of area, and they're called free range. I'm not saying that that is the case, because I honestly don't know. I'm just telling you my belief is that I have a little reservation with some of these labels as well.
Indeed, and they should be questioned. If you're working with a local farmer, just like Edward said, you could go 30 minutes, 50 minutes from your home and find these local farmers who have the fresh eggs, or the fresh chicken, the fresh meats that you're interested, as well as the fresh vegetables. They're out there, and you would have a much better sense of what it is that they're made of and what you're putting into your body versus just, again, the convenience. Oh, the grocery store is a mile away. I can get there in 5 minutes and be done within the hour and be home and open up my frozen this and my cellophane that, and I'll be happy because I'm not hungry anymore.
How many times have you ever heard of a farmer's market or the local butcher having a food recall for metal shavings being found in the product? Now, first off, honestly, people, question this one. Question the narrative here. Metal shavings in food. We got to do a national recall. E. coli in food. Well, how'd it get there? Unclean conditions where the food was either being packaged or cleaned or prepped for packaging. When's the last time you ever heard of a farmer's market having a callback? We brush these things off way too easily. We allow these corporations to do this to us. And we allow our government, who we know in so many instances in the past, relabel things to fit a rich person's or a rich company's profit better. They reword labels to assist companies of money. They allow ads to come out that have fine print on them, so small, and they go by so fast that they don't tell you all the side effects. They do tell you all the side effects, but you have to be a speed reader and you have to be able to have the eyesight of an eagle flying 6 miles in the air that can spot an ant on the ground. These are the people that we trust. It's repetitive that they've done this since the 40s, the 1940s, you know, the 1950s. The 60s is when it really got bad in other areas with pharmaceutical companies and things. Question this, because they don't do everything they're doing for your health and your safety. They're doing it to help the person and the persons of owning these companies to sell their product and keep capitalism going at its finest. Well, capitalism works just great when you help your local farmer out and your local butcher out as well.
Absolutely, helping your neighbor. There are people who you might have your own garden, and I would even recommend that. And then you share with your neighbors. Or, you know, maybe there's a number of you who have your own local backyard gardens. Why not meet up together once a week with your special whatever, your tomato soup or your corn on the cob or things like that, where you could have your own picnics when you share with each other? I mean, what a great idea. Not necessarily a co-op, but supper club.
Inner city and more suburban spots, maybe they don't have all the plots of lands they need to have their individual gardens, but groups have came together to have that co-op community garden.
Yeah, and there are now even wall gardens that you could grow inside, or if you have even a small balcony that you can grow outside, because we know not every place has growing season year-round, so you have some new options.
And rooftop. Absolutely. On apartment buildings or office buildings, rooftops.
Yeah, it's all about thinking creatively and looking to have a better life, a healthier life, healthier what you put inside your body and know what you're putting inside your body.
Yes. We're just wanting you to question it. Think about where you shop. Think about how you shop and think about how you eat. How might you make a change to where you're eating a little bit healthier? At the same time, maybe you're helping out your local community.
A lady I met earlier this year, She actually cured herself from cancer, as she has spoken and she speaks around the country, with eating healthier and getting the chemicals out of her food. She will actually be a guest on one of our future episodes to talk more about what she went through.
And local fruits and berries make great smoothies. We thank you for your time.
Question the narrative.
Act local.
This is Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is
Life on Health.
Remember to hit that support and that like button, and feel free to give to Life Support so we can continue to bring these episodes to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimov Entertainment International.